Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. California sends more first responders to hurricane-ravaged Florida. Hotel workers ask San Francisco leaders for support in a nationwide strike. A list of the city's public schools at risk of closing is released, and San Francisco supervisors want their own attorney to drop a Supreme Court case. Hurricane Milton slammed the western coast of Florida Wednesday night, and California is sending more first responders. 77 firefighters from Orange County and the Menlo Park Fire Protection District left last week to join the 144 already deployed after Hurricane Helene. Governor Gavin Newsom said they include specialized personnel trained in structural collapse and flood environments. PG&E had previously sent 400 technicians and hundreds of vehicles to help Georgia Power turn on the lights after Helene. Now the company says it will reassign the team to Daytona Beach, Florida. Milton reached wind speeds of 180 miles an hour in the Gulf of Mexico before slowing from a Category 5 to a Category 3 storm. It made landfall at Siesta Key near Tampa and exited the Atlantic coast on Friday. As of Sunday, nearly 800,000 people remained without power. Hundreds of striking hotel workers gathered at San Francisco's City Hall on Tuesday, urging the Board of Supervisors to support their demands for better treatment from hotel management. Board President Aaron Peskin called for the special hearing to learn about the local conditions of workers in a nationwide strike that began September 22nd. From Honolulu to Boston, thousands of hotel employees have walked off the job. The strike targets major chains like Hilton, Marriott, and Hyatt. Workers are demanding higher wages, improved health insurance, and a return to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Many of the local workers were immigrants who have worked in the city's hotels for decades, places like the Hilton San Francisco, the Grand Hyatt, and the Westin St. Francis. They said COVID-era staff cuts have left many of them with double or triple the workload. Lizzie Tapia, president of the Unite Here Union, said the big hotel companies are taking advantage of that moment to lock in wages. They earn an average of $53,000 a year, not enough to cover the city's high cost of living. 13 public schools in San Francisco may close or merge by the end of this school year. The San Francisco United School District announced the potential closures on Tuesday. Two high schools and 11 elementary schools are under consideration. Supervisor Matt Wayne said the decision is part of a plan to better manage resources by adjusting the number of schools to match declining enrollment. The elementary schools have fewer than 260 students each, and the high schools have fewer than 400. Since 2017, enrollment has dropped by over 4,000 students across the district. Concerned parents say the closures would hurt students of color and immigrant communities. They also said smaller schools are better for students with special learning needs. The district said it will meet individually with each school, with a final decision expected November 12th. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday in favor of a non-binding resolution urging the city attorney and the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission to drop their lawsuit against the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. City Attorney David Hsu says the Supreme Court hearing, scheduled for October 16th, is unavoidable despite the resolution. The complaint is about an updated discharge permit for the Oceanside Wastewater Treatment Plant and its handling of stormwater during heavy rains. Hsu's lawsuit challenges three sentences of a revised 2013 permit, which says the city cannot contribute to excess pollution in the Bay or the Pacific Ocean. The city argues that the permit doesn't say what constitutes excess or which pollutants it needs to control. In a public memo, Hsu said that would make San Francisco legally responsible for the quality of the Pacific Ocean and Bay as a whole. The board was divided over the resolution, with Supervisors Raphael Mandelman and Matt Dorsey opposing it, while its author, Supervisor Myrna Melgar, said the suit is not reflective of San Francisco's values. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.